are, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, we have to finish the Taisus and on the Sugya. Let us just again go over quickly the Gemara. Isnan Gimel Gitel Leboy Rabbi Lezer Chstima Lishma. The Gemara says Rabbi Lezer, you don't need Chstima Lishma. Isnan Gimel Gitel Psulim Bim Nisei Sablat Kosher. What are the Gimogitin Kosu Bachsav Yodoi Bein Olav Eidim? So, Ksav Yodoi, Taisvi said, is Ein Lecha Chesime Gedoyla Mizu. So that's equivalent to Eide Chesime. But Bein Olav Eidim, the Psul is because we cannot trust this man that was written in the Shtar because he... The person who wrote the Shtar, the Baal who wrote the Shtar, we cannot trust. So the Chesaron is Ein Beis Man. That's how Taisu said Pshat. Yesh Olav Eidim Ve'Ein Beis Man. Again, we have a Chesaron of Ein Beis Man. Yesh Beis Man Ve'Ein Beis Elay Dechot. So here the Chesaron is, could be we have really Ksav, there's two Mahalchem, if it's Ksav Seifa Ve'Eid or if it's Ksav, we'll see in Taisus already the Cheshbainus. Re'elu shloisha gitim psulim, v'im nisei sablat kosher. It's only possible that she's not permitted to get married, but if she got married, the blood is not a mamza. Rabbi Loza Omer, afa pi she'ein olav eidim, elo shenosnu lo bifnei eidim kosher. Even though there's no Eidim, it was given over b'fnei Eidim kosher, the goyvim and the chosim is shebodim, shein Eidim chosmel al get el b'nei tikkun ha'ilam. Now let us see Taisus. Yesh bo'iz man ve'ein bo'i elo eidecho. L'man v'yoma ksav yodoi ve'eid shaninu. There's a machlekes, what is pshat, this third case, is it speaking about Ksav Yodai Ve'Eidecha, or is it speaking about Ksav Seifa Ve'Eidecha? Is Laman the Yoma Ksav Yodai Ve'Eid Shaninu? So it says two aloches. It says first Ksav Yodai alone is a get posel. Then it says Ksav Yodai Ve'Eidecha is a get posel. So Lecheira, why do you have to tell us both aloches? If Ksav Yodai Ve'Eidechot is possible, Sabadig Vis Ksav Yodai Lein is also possible. And the reason why Ksav Yodai is possible, we just mentioned because we don't have a Zman we can rely on. So Ksav Yodai Ve'Eidechot, we also don't have a Zman we can rely on. So why do you need these two cases? Laman Diyom Ksav Yodai Ve'Eid Shaninu, Tone Kosov Ksav Yodai Ve'Ein Olav Eidim, Lashmin and Dafilohochi Avlat Kosha. Because Nemesin, there are two halachas here. One halacha is a kula, that b'diyevet the vlad is kosher. And one halacha is a chumre, that the get is possible. She's not allowed to get married with this get. So memele, so he's telling us a chiddush in each bove. He's telling us a chiddush, even though there's only ksav yodoi, afa pikein, the vlad is kosher. And he's telling us, even though there's an eidechot also, so we have, besides the ksav yodei, we have a taisvus biru of an eidechot, afal pikein, the get is possible. Yesh bo'iz man, ve'ein bo'yel eidechot. Nire huadin de'ein bo'iz man. Afilu ein bais man will also be the same thing, because between you and me, we don't rely on this man. That's the whole problem. Elulashmin and afal gav de yesh bais man loyti nosi lechatchila. He wants to tell you that even though it's yesh bais man, and there is ksav yod, and this is an eidechot, abu loyti nosi lechatchila. Rabbi Lozer oimer afilu ein olav eidim. Afilu, there's no Eidim, no Umoschei b'fnei Eidim, so it's kosher. So from here the Gemara brought a raya that Rabbi Loz told you do not need Eidah Chsime. Although there's no Eidim, it's also good. That's why the Gemara says, if he doesn't need Eidah Chsime, so why did it to be made that the Chsime was the Shema? He doesn't need them at all. They're not needed. V'im Taima, Dul Medavke Kosav B'Ksav Yodoy, Oy Be'eid Echod, Da'ayri Tanekame Machshe Rabbi Loz. That means, maybe Rabbi Loza is speaking about when you don't have two kosher eidim, but you have ksav yodoy. That's what the Chumash is speaking about. You have ksav yodoy. Or, so that's also a chesime. It's not good l'gabi d'zman, but you have a chesime. Or you have ksav yodoy ve'idechot, which is also or ksav seife ve'idechot, which is also ki'ilu, I have 1.5 eidim, al kapodim, I have something over here. So in this, so Rabbi Loza said, afa bishein ol of eidim, you don't have 2 eidim, you have ksav yodoy or ksav seife ve'idechot, that's also good. But who says without anything it's good? Period. The Loshen is mashmed and not, he's moisif on what the Tanakam is saying. The Tanakam is saying this is possible. He says, afilo ain all of Adam, there's no Adam whatsoever. The only reason you need Adam is al tikkun olam, mashmed of Adam is sirul of Hutzak. V'nirelari, Snaveri wants to say, mashme nirelari daf lechatchila machshe Rabbi Loza beidim mesire. Dafilu lechatchila, you can have a get with eidim mesire alone. Kedepirish bekuntres, mitoni lekama beperek beis. En kaismen ala niyor mochuk. You're not permitted to write a shtar on a niyor mochuk that was erased already because an erased niyor can easily be forged. That means can erase it again, and you could add different words, and it's not nikir that it was erased and chapped with, since it's on the yom mochuk. So memela, so it's not muchach mitoich hashtar, whatever is being said in the shtar. The chachamim machshirim that you could roma man chachamim rabbi lozo tom eidim mesire karsi umash machshirin bekoisven. The machshir that you could ain kaisman and they machshir and the kaisman not to write the chatchila and rely on eidim mesira. V'hod isnan b'sheleach. We learned in Perek Hashelech hiskin Rab Gamliel sheye eidim choisman al aget. Rab Gamliel at the kone that the eidim should chasman aget. So it would seem that you do need eidich sime al kaponim itakonas Rab Gamliel. So Daisa says, Loisha tzorich lasis kein, that you have to do it, elatikin she yilmed lehem lasis kein. He made a takone that we should encourage the people to put eidich sime. Shlo yitztalchu leidim mesirik she yirtzu laharis l'raya hashtar v'aget. That means he encouraged. It's nothing to do with the kashus aget or the kashus hashtar. The get is kosher with eidim mesirik. But we have to realize we're going to get into problems if the Eidim Mesira B'Shas Mesira Saget, and 2 years later she wants to get married, what proof will she have in 2 years that she was ever going to get? The paper is only a paper without any Eidim on it. So if the Eidim Mesira are still around and alive, fine, so she can bring them there. Remember that they were there B'Shas Mesira Saget 2 years ago. But what if they're not around? So therefore, Ram Gamliel made a takone, that means he pleaded that people don't become mekulkul. That means the get is a kosher get, but let's be practical. When she wants to get married, what's going to be then? What proof will she have that she was get? So, alatikin she yilamid lam lasis, can we should teach the hamoinam that they should have eidich simet, shle yitzach leidim mesirik, she yirtzu laharis laraya shtar vaget. That's for practical purposes, he said, you should have Eidich Simet. Aval im boim lismel chatchil adei de mesire somchem. If you want them, als de etzem kashrus I get, you could make adei de mesire lechatchil, there's no problem whatsoever. V'goyve min achosim mishubode. Now, Rabbi Lezer said that ein eidim chayis mal get my tink on the oilom, but aval bishen al veidim ashenoslo b'fnei eidim kosher v'goyve min achosim mishubode. Loshen sheini perish bekuntres. Now, what is the case of goyve min achosim mishubode? Im shtar milvehu, if there was a shtar halvo. So the loive writes the shtar, I borrowed $100 from the malve, and the shtar was given over to the malve bifnei eidim mesire. He's going from the nechosim mishabodim, so now the malve kidmon from the nechosim that the loive sold to lekuches. That's the second pshat in Rashi, v'chei nira l'arbeinu tam ikra. Afilu b'shar shtoris, and afilu not that afilu b'shar shtoris. The first pshat in Rashi speaking about that the get is only a proof on the gerushin. The ksubis shimon's al tetmai ksuba, or the ksuba alone that was written, and that could be there was eidach sima on the ksuba. But here we're speaking about that fakert by that by shar shtoris a shtar halvo. That was nimsa lifnei eidim mesire. You can be goyve from the lekuches. Goyve beidim mesire benachosem mishubode. Now, just let us mention what the pilpul is. What is the shaila? We have a shaila. Can you mon from the nachosem mishubodim from a shtar that was nimsa bifnei eidim mesire? So the shaila is. Al pi pashtes, why can you not be goyvim in the chosim mishabodim by milva al pe? Why can you mean, we hold shibuda de raise? So I lend someone money, so his kak is mishubah to me, so why can I mon from lekuches? To aidim bishas the halvo, aidim saw the halvo, milva al pe, to aidim witness how Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. So Mamela, why can't you go, now Reuven sells his karkois, why can't you go to the lekuches in Mon, the kark is mishubit kibon? So lechayre, the pasha to mahalach is, einachanami, you're 100% right, that meiker adin, the Reuven's kark became mishubit, if you hold shibuda deraise. But, a milva alper, there is no kail. Two eidim witness the halvo, for somehow that doesn't create a koil. So if there's no koil, so the lekuches will buy karkois from Reuven, not being aware his kark is meshubit to the malve, and later the malve will come for them and take it away from them. So since they are innocent in their purchase, they were unaware that it's a kark is meshubit, so chazal made a takona, a milva al peh, we are not going to lekuches, right? Because there's no koil. A milve bishtar, if Reuven, Shasi borrowed on Jutalis, he gave over a shtar chosum, you are goyve from the kuches. Eidim achsumim al shtar amapika koil. Why it is that way, let's not get into that. But al kaponim, I mean, let us just understand the shail over here. If you have Eidim standing by the halvo, there's no koil. This Eidim Chsumim Anashtar, there is a koil, and if there's a koil, some Emela, the Lekuches, if I heard about it, they bought the Kalke, it's their hard luck, we mon from the Lekuches. Now, let us think out loud for 1 minute. What if Reuven borrowed 100,000 from Shtimin with a Shtar, but there was no Eidim Chsumim Anashtar, but you have the same Eidim who are witnessing the Halvor, they witness also the Mesiris Hashtar. It does there become a koil now, since Ashtar was written also, or since then at Chosum al Ashtar there's no koil. So this is the pilpul of Toysus. This is what our Toysus is going to speak about. Our Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, you can mon from the Chosum Mishabodim. So Rashi in the second shot, and the Rabbi Natan want to say here, what is that telling us? That Eidim Mesira an Ashtar amapika koil.
So therefore he came off from the chosim b'shabbatim. That is the pilpul. We'll see there's a machloikis in this in Taisin, but that is the shayla of Taisvis. If Eidim is sira ala ashtar, even though Eidim am ala halvo, are not mapik akel, but Eidim is sira ala ashtar are mapik akel. V'chein nirla b'ein etam ikel. The Rebbein Etam also holds like that. The filu bishar shtoreis goive be'edem mesire benechosem mishabot. That there is a kill. Kidemashme be'perik basran. He brings a raya from a Gemara further in Gittin. The Omar Rav haloche kerabolozo begitin. We paskin like abolozo begitin be'edem mesire karsin. Fact the Gemara ubishar shtoreis loy. Rabbi Loza only says by Gittin Eidem Mesire Karsi, by Shashtoros he does not say Eidem Mesire Karsi, Boktoni v'goyvim menachosem mishibodim, it says v'goyvim menachosem mishibodim, and that's speaking about Shashtoros. So you see, so that's more Skash and Rav. The Gemara understood that Rav said that Rabbi Loza only says Eidem Mesire Karsi by Gittin, not by Shashtoros. So the Gemara says, how can you say only says it by Gittin? He says v'goyvim menachosem mishibodim. So we have here enough in the Gemara, the Goyvim and the Chosim Mishabodim is speaking about Shar Shtoris, that there were Eidim Mesira and Shar Shtoris and Goyvim and the Chosim Mishabodim. So the second Shat and Rashi is enough in the Gemara, that it's speaking about Shar Shtoris, and Shar Shtoris and Goyvim and the Chosim Mishabodim through Eidim Mesira. Alma de Rabbalozai Rinami b'Shar Shtoris. That is the raya to the second shat in Rashi. The koshet, so Tosfos says, but I have a problem. The omar beget poshet. The gemara in Baba Basra, soif get poshet, speaks about such a shayla. Hurzak ksav yodoi bebezn. Now, hurzak ksav yodoi bebezn means as follows. That Reuven wrote a ksav yad to Shimon. I owe you $100. And Hurzak Bebezn, this was given over to Shimon, and now Shimon brought it to Bezn, and they were Mekayim, the Chsime of Reuven. So now I know it's a genuine document that Reuven wrote to Shimon. Hurzak Ksav Yodei Bebezn, Mahu, what is the din? So what is the Shaila? Perish ma'u sheyigve mimishavdi. Can you be goyve from mishabodim? So what is the shayla of the Gemara? So l'chayra, the shayla of the Gemara is, because even though there's no eidim chsumim al ashtar, and we had it said, or maybe only eidim chsumim al mapikakel, so maybe you're not goyve mishabodim. Maybe you are goyve from mishabodim. I know it's a reliable document. Bezn was mekayim d'ksav. There's also a kail maybe. Even though you only have the loive, which is chosum and the shtar. Moriz Hashayl, umaisi mehach the gittin, the ktoni v'goivim and the chosum mishabodim. So Mor says, you see, you don't need eidim chsumim and the shtar for a kail, because Rabbi Lezer says that v'goivim and the chosum mishabodim means with eidim mesire. So you see, it is not necessary to have eidim chsumim al ashtar to be mapping a kail. Vilei de Mesira also enough. So who adin? Ksav Yodah will be enough. That was the Gemara's. That's how the Gemara went to the Bingaraya. Umishani, shani hosom de ike ksube. So the Gemara says, that member of Rabbi Leza, that is a ksube. Mashme de dafke beget airi, vilei bishar shtoriz. Now, shani hosom de ike ksube, it would seem that the Gemara learned shat, like the first pshat in Rashi, that what Rabbi Lezer says, that you came on from the chosim mishabodim, means that she had a ksube. The shibud was chal from the ksube, and she's bringing a get, a raya, to prove that she's get, and she wasn't paid up. But the shibud is not from the Eidim Mesire, the shibud is from the ksube. The shibud is from the ksube. So you seek law from the Gemara, that Rabbi Lezer is speaking about a get and a ksube. The get is proof that she was geget. The get is proof that she wasn't paid up. But the shibud is from the ksuba, not from the eidim mesira. That's how the Gemara slugs this up. So this is the first pshat in Rashi, that eidim mesira don't make a shibud. The eidim mesira only make it for a get. Now she has a raya that she was giget and she wasn't paid up, but the shibud is from the ksube. So you see, like the first pshat in Rashi, that Rabbi Elazar b'chlal is not speaking about shar shtoris. Rabbi Elazar is speaking about a get, and your mom from the chosam shibudim because of the ksube. That's the Gemara's teretz. V'rashbam gorasosam, so Taisu says, that's the girsa we hear, but Rashbam made a different girsa. Shani hosam, the mishas ksive shibet nafshe. Not shani hosam dike ksube, but shani hosam the mishas ksive shibet nafshe. Peish. Kishen nichtav hashtav. No, Rabbi Elazar was speaking about shashtoris. No, that would Rabbi Elazar holds, that if a person borrows money with a shtar to be nimsar bifni eidim mesira, you can mum from the chosam mishabotim. Shani hosam. So what is the mishas ksiva when the shtar was written? Shibei nafshi perish kshenichta v'shtar. When the shtar was written, nichtav was written. Kidei lemoisroi bifnei eidim, that it should be given over bifnei eidim. Sheyahu eidim mesire b'mokaim eidich sime, that he wanted that the eidim mesire who are witnessing the mesire sashtav, they should be b'mokaim eidich sime. V'havi koil, so there's a koil kila eidim sume. That means, so the Gemara says that what Rabbi Elazar says you come on from the Chosam Mishabot is because this was written Limsel Bifnei Eidim. So if you're Moisar Ashtar Bifnei Eidim, this is equivalent Keilu Yechosam Ashtar Be'Eidim. It's the same thing. It's no chilek if the Eidim Chasimim make it for Ashtar, there's a koil. Or Eidim Mesirim make it for a shtar, and that also makes a kill. Avol Eli Boylon, who's a ksav yodei bebezden. But our shayla is that a person wrote a ksav yodei bebezden that he owes money. Nus who's a bebezden, or mekayim the ksime. Umosar beinoy lebein atzma. He gave over this ksav yad privately. It wasn't written to be given over bifnei eidim, and it wasn't given over bifnei eidim. V'loi niskav v'nel olahido v'loi la'sishtar. The whole intent of writing this document was not to make a shtar, but to be moided to him, biksav, that I borrowed $100 for you, from you. V'loi la'sishtar shi'e loi koil. Osem lo'yeh v'lis chazik bebezin. So there won't help a v'lis chazik bebezin. So what is Taisvah saying? So the Pashtus Taisvah is saying as follows. That the lumdis of koil, a koil comes out through a shtar. For some reason. The mechanics I don't know. But a koil comes, if there was a shtar on the halvor, then there's a koil. You can make a shtar and two I find it. You can chasme eidim on the shtar, that makes it for a shtar. Or if this document was written to be given over bifnei eidim, so also becomes a shtar through them witnessing the mesira of this document, bifnei, it also becomes a shtar. Whenever the document gets a teire shtar, then for some reason there's a koil. So there's a koil, it's kibab on the chos and mishim bodim. There's thinking about a different case. He wrote, the loiver wrote a ksav yad, I owe you $100. It was never intended to become a shtar. It wasn't nimsa bifnei eidim. It's just a document that I owe you $100. And it was nimsa beinu bifnei atzmai. So even though bezin was mekayim it and say it's a reliable document, but it's not a shtar. The minute it's not a shtar, there's no koil. There's no koil. So he came up from the chosam mishabot. So Bekitzel, Taisvis is saying, like the Argemara further, the Gemara further also assumed that Rabbi Elazar is speaking about shashtoris, and the Gemara Bava Basra also is saying, shani yosam iksas b'shas ksiva shibet nafsh. This is a different, in the Nusach, a different gears than the Gemara. So if a a document is written to be given over bifnei eidim, it gets a teira shtar, a yidei that it was nimsa bifnei eidim, and therefore there's a kol. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Rabbeinu Chananel had the girsa that we have in Baba Basra, and the girsa was Shani Hosam Dike Ksube. So according to that girsa, the Gemara Baba Basra says that Eidim Mesire are never Meitzi Yakel. There's no Shibut with Eidim Mesire. That what Rabbi Lezer said, Goyim Nechosam Yishabodah means with the Ksube. So comes out, the Gemara in Baba Basra is Choylik on the Gemara in Gittin, Seif Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin said, Rav said, Haloch in Kabbalosa be Gittin. The Gemara says, a Bishtor is Loi, Avamar Abbalosa, Goyvim in the Chosem Mishabodim. So the Gemara learned, Lo, Goyvim in the Chosem Mishabodim means, Ashtar Havo, that was Nimsa Bifnei Eidim Esire. And the Gemara Baba Basra says, you always need Eidim in order to be Mapa Kakao. And the tzir of Rabbi Lozer, Shani Hosn Dike Ksube, Yegoyva and the Chosn Mishvodah from the Ksube, now with the Eidim Mesire. So the Rabbi Nechananel says, we have a Machlokes HaSugyos. If Rabbi Lozer is only speaking about Gittin, that's the Gemara Baba Basra, or if Rabbi Lozer is speaking about all stories also, so we have a Machlokes HaSugyos. But Rabbi Nechananel Pirish Tehidi Get Poshut Pligia Ahida Megarish, Pasuk Rabbi Nechananu sheshlis mechahigi to get poshet. Rabbi Nechananu paskins like the Gemara in Baba Basra that Eidim Mesire do not help by Shash Torahs to be mapek akel. V'loy magdine be Eidim Mesire elu mimnei chori. So the machlekes ha-sugyas we paskin like the sugya in Baba Basra. V'hod v'porich stome v'hashas bepirkit. So now, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, so it's right from Poshet that Eidim Mesire can be mapik, a curl to be gaivu mishabotim. Gabishtar pasoi, the Mosri ba'api sadi Yisrael. Now, let us just explain a little bit the story there. It's a complicated sugi over there, but just the Ivre, how Taisus seem to learn pshat over there. Shtar Parsoa means that you had a Shtar Halvo, which was Gechasmet with two Goyim, John and Bill, and they wrote down the signatures on the Shtar Halvo. And the Gemara says, and it was Nimsa, the Mosri, Ba'api Sadi Yisrael. That means you have John and Bill, which was Gechasmet on the Shtar Halvo, and now the Loive gives over this shtar bifnei Eidim Mesire. Frekte Gemore, Ihochi me Mishabdi Nami Ligdi. Ooh, if there were Eidim Mesire, so he should be gave from me Mishabodi. No, so we have here an offene Gemore. That's the Ihochi. If there were Eidim Mesire, so he should give from me Mishabodi. So you have a stomach the Gemore. And holds that according to Rabbi Lozer, Eidim Mesire, if there's Eidim Mesire on a shtar, if there are Eidim Mesire on a shtar, it can be given the Chosim B'Shabodim. So it's a kasha and Rabbi Nechanan. Rabbi Nechanan says, this shayla is a machlikas, a sugi is, and we pass him like the sugi in Baba Basra. So then why is there a storm of the Gemara Ihochi? The Gemara should have gone into the shayla. Well, if it's being the Eidim Mesire, we have a machlikas, a sugi is, and Alocha really, that's where the kasha. The Gemara seems that that's a double portion. If there's Eidim Mesire, Yizich HaGayv Menachosim Mishabodim. So this Gemara is a kasha and Rabbi Nechanan. The Mairi Bachsimi Olei Sadi Oivet Oivet Kechovim Had Yaitis. It is speaking about that this John and Bill are Oivet Kechovim Had Yaitis. Had Yaitis means that they're not Alkois. Because we'll see later there's a sugya, if a judge writes something, there was a takana we believe, a respected official in the court. So Mamela, that's the Nemo, not Meshaka. But John and Bill are Shapim Dibashovi, Midim Yamin Shokar, Shtay. So it's speaking about the Meiri Bechsimi Olei Sadi Oiv De Kechov Medioitis, Ke De Pirish Pekontras, B'Shem Hochi Salki Daitach De Govim Im Mishabdi, Kiven De Mosri Ba'api Sadi Yisroel, since there were Eidi Mesire witnessing the Mesire of Bishtar, Shivi Alach Adyoitis Karkois. So then these Adyoitis are equivalent to Karkois, So let's just explain. And let it for Al Kaponim Kozma, we're not in the Sugya, we can zichar assume such a pshat. There's a gos oshri by us, laid in the Sugya of Akois, and a Rashi and Baba Kame, that say that goyim akosha leidis. Okay. Atam kriyim odom. That by Eidus it doesn't say odom. It says anosha. So memele, Rashi shit is agoyis kosher leidus. But, this man chasor, is kosher l'shaker. I mean, but he's a kosher eid. So if I could be mevarer, that he said the truth, so then he's a kosher eid. So Memele, that is Psham the Gemara further. The Gemara further speaking, Yeher Ashtar Halvo. That means like this. There's only a Koil by Ashtar with Eidich Simen. With Eidim Mesirah, there's no Koil. That's what the Ben Hananel holds. There's no, by Eidich Simen, there's no Koil. It doesn't have a Ashtar to be Mapaka Koil. By Eidich Mesirah. By Eidich Simen, there's a Koil. That's how the Ben Hananel Paskins Laloch. Now that Gemara, Ashtar pasoy the mosri ba pisadi Yisrael. You have here a shtar with Eide Chesime. Who are the Eide Chesime? John and Bill. They're Eide Chesime. According to Rashi, the kosher Eide. But we know John and Bill, we can't trust John and Bill. It's like the Gemara. But if Bishas, the Mesiris Ashtar, there were two Eidim there who witnesses, so you have two Yiddish Eidim that saw in the Shtar, it says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. They were there, Bishas Mesirah Sashtar, is from the Eidim Mesirah I know that John and Bill are telling the truth. So the minute I know that John and Bill are telling the truth, so you have a Shtar with Eidich Simen. So that's Pshan the Gemara's Kasha. Kivin the Mosri Bapisade Yisroel. The shtar with John and Bill that was Nimsa b'fnei Sadi Yisrael. So from the Sadi Yisrael, I know that it's true, because they were there, they were standing there. You can ask them. So since it was Shus, I know that John and Bill chasmed the truth. So John and Bill chasmed the truth, so then it became a shtar with Eidich Simen. They're Eidim, and they said the truth. So it became a shtar with Eidich Simen. So the Gemara says, oh, if you have a shtar with Eidich Simen, so let's be going from the Chosu Mishnah. That's Psham the Gemara's Kash. Not the Kash is, she be given the Chosu Mishabodim as the Eidim Mesir. Eidim Mesir never make a Koil that you can be given the Chosu Mishabodim. But the Kash is, through the Eidim Mesir, the Parsol will become Eidim Sim. Let us just see again the Lashon of Taisvitz. Hod apoy shtam da shas mit pilken gab ich star paso da mosel ba apisadi so lochim im shavdi na miligvi. If it was Nimsa, but Nayapi said he saw Yishvid, gave him a Shabbat, and like, Kosh lo psaka bein mechanano. The Mayri, Bechsimi Olei, it's speaking about over there, Bechsimi Olei, Sadi, Evid Kechovim, had Yaitis. It's speaking about that Goyim chasmet on the Shtar. The Pesh Pekuntas, they're not judges, they're had Yaitis. Bishamoch is Alken Daitach, the government of Shabdi, given the Mosli, Bapi, Sadi, Yisrael, since it was given over, Bifnei Eidi Yisrael, you can rely on them. That means, just like Alkois, Mishum Kvoidam, since they're respectable judges in the community, you can rely on them, they won't say a lie. So these Adyoitis, if they're Eidim Mesirah, them said, so they also didn't say a lie. So the Moskasha was, so it should be kosher Eidich Sime through the Eidim Mesirah. Vegan me loshen akuntres mechich lekamad legovim mishavdi elo ba'edi chesime, only with edi chesime, not with edi mesire. So that is, so abo bekitzel we hear v'am achloikis, the bein etam and the bein chanan, and to the shen is by us and Rashi, if edi mesire are mapik akir. Now let us go further in the Gemara. So we're back to the problem that the Sugya started out with, Rav says you have to say b'fanei nichtav lishmo, b'fanei nechtam lishmo, and we're trying to find the Tana that holds you need ksiva lishmo and ksima lishmo. Tabulas doesn't need ksima lishmo because it doesn't need ksima at all. And Rameya, the Gemara said, also doesn't hold you need ksiva lishmo, kosvo ben bechuba, chasme venosno lakosha, tosha chasme venosno lakosha, even though the ksiva was ben bechuba, it's good. So the kosav is not going on the ksiva saget, only the ksima saget. So who is the tanda that holds in ksiva lishmo? So the Gemara says, Vela Rameir. No, the Tanya that holds in Iksiva and Chsima Lishmo is Rameir. Ay, Vechi loy boy Rameir Iksiva Lishmo, midaraise, midarabonon boy. Mina Teire, you do not need Iksiva Lishmo, you're 100% right. Mina Teire, because of, is going on the Chsima. But midarabonon, you need Iksiva Lishmo. And if it's not Kosov Lishmo, it is possible. So therefore the Eid has to say, before my nichtav, I thought that it was written Lishma. Let us see the bottom places before we go further in the sugya. V'chi loy boy ramei ksiva lishma, midaraisa, avu midarabonon boy. U'posel b'diyevet, midarabonon, you need ksiva lishma. The Be'in and Achala Matuk Masnis and Kabosik the Barash Lel. Taisus had said before, if the whole din of Lishmo would only be a Lechatchila Dike din, you wouldn't have to say before my Nechtav to ensure that the Lechatchila Dike get, since B'di'evit you don't need Lishmo. And also, if you don't say before my Nechtav to get his bottle, Sar Kochoch, Lishmo apostles by the Ksiva. Vim Taima. Fact Taisus, Umayishna Mimachubo. How could you say that Meir holds in Yiksiva Lishmo? What is it different than Mechuba? The Amalel and Kaisvin Lechatchila, Abu B'Dievet Kosher, Afilu Midarabona, the Midarais and Chilik Ben Lechatchila Dievet. So that what it says, Ain Kaisvin, and Kosvu is going about the Rabona. Ain Kaisvin Lechatchila, again, for Mechuba. Kosvu. The Toshai, the Chosma is Tosha. So, who does this go according to? Yishlaim Abash Timukhe, he must listen to Mechuba Kerabalosa, the Chosma Ateirev Koi. Tosha's already brought down such a pshat that Chosma means the Gmar of the Ksiva. That means, Ein Kaisvin, the Typhus of a Get B'Mechuba. Kosoi, if he wrote the Typhus, B'Mechuba, the Toshai, the chasmain, he was goymer, the ksive, that means the teirev, the tolosh, it's kosher. So this mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lozer, and according to Rameya, you need tzai ksive lishmo, tzai ksime lishmo, tzai ksive betolosh, tzai ksime betolosh, the shalom ha-yisrael. So the tana of our mishnah is Rameya. Frek de gemore, I beg your pardon, ba'omar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had said, Oymer hoye Rav Meir, afilu metzoyi ba'ashme. A person found a get ba'ashme. Mamish hashkocha protis, he's passing by. He looks on top of the garbage, he sees a paper, he opens up the paper. Reuven is getting Rochel, and then his name is Reuven, his wife is Rochel. And he was interested in getting his wife, he didn't have the money to buy a get. Now he founds it, finds a get with that name. Oymer oye ramei afilu metzoyi ba'ashme v'chosmoi v'nosne lo kosher. So you see clear that oymer oye ramei says clause you do not need ksiva lishmo. He found it in the garbage. It was written for someone else. And ramei says that Rav Nachman said b'shem ramei it's kosher. So you see clause that ramei holds you don't need ksiva lishmo. Fregt de Gemara v'chiteima anan midereise komas nina lo. Maybe that this means min a teire tzakosher get. Yochi oimai remeyed va teire mi boiloi. So I should say such a thing.
If you tell me with the Rabbanan it's possible, Ramei should have said such a thing. And if Ramei didn't say such a thing, it's a Rai that it's kosher from me the Rabbanan. Fine. Zogt Rashi. B'chitei mana mi da Raisi masnina lo, loho da Rav Nachman, yoch aim Ramei edva teire mi boi lo lameima. Rav Rav Nachman, da meiroi lo furushi lo milsi, it should be explicit. Like they be kruba minei. Le mis niyochi. Oy mo hoye rame edvar teure. Afilu matzoi ba ashpe is kosh. Yeah. Zuch taisvis. Ve chosmai ve nosne lo kosh. Now, this loshen, ve chosmai ve nosne lo, is a loshen b'dievet. If he chasmed and he gave it over to, it's kosh. That means it's not possible with the Yevet, but the Yevet is Zichar Kosher. But it would seem that the Chatchila you shouldn't use such a get. So Taisa says it's not true. Chatchila nami kosher lachtim v'lichter. Chatchila you also allowed to chasme on a get that was not written lishmo. Bepeire kol a get, ba koisev meichiach midarav nachmen dehoche, that we're not chayish at all for sheker, merzik shikre. Like this lochere, this is merzik shikre. This get was written for someone else, and I'm using it. Merzik shikre loy chashina. So my space is lochatchila. You're allowed to use it. Voitznam per kol aget. Hakoysev toif segitin. If a person wrote the toifus of a get, which is the form of the get without the details of the shemish vishavazman. That means a sefer who writes the form that he can write. The tefas we see doesn't have to be lishma, but he has to leave over the shem ish vazman. Become a bigmore. So the gemara says, why? Mishum ketote. V'rameiri. That means that if he's going to write a get, the sefer's going to write a get with her name, Reuven and Rachel, his wife will pass by the Sefer's house and she'll hear how the Sefer is saying, he's writing out the get, Reuven, get Rachel. Ooh, boy, when she comes home, will her husband get it? You did, you're writing a get, you're sticking a knife in my back. Ooh, boy, he'll get it. So, Memela, so, one is not, according to Rav Meir, you're not allowed to write the names in the get, because this will bring about a machloikis. They're writing it to practice. They're writing it for whatever reason they want. But the wife might hear about it and might jump to different conclusions, and she'll assume that the husband told the sefer to write a get for her. So there'll be machloikis. So that is why you're not allowed to write the name. So you see, klo, even though the name was written shaloi lishmo, the only reason you're not allowed to write it is because of ktota. So you see, klo, afilo lachatchila, there's no din lishmo, according to Ramei by the Ksiva. Oi, the must is another mahalach. You know why you're not allowed to write a name? Mishum takona sagunes. That means, if there'll be faltik egitin, the get is written already, that means when a person is angry, so, he does many things in his anger. When his anger subsides, then he can think a little clearly more what he should do. So Chazal were afraid that if the Seifrim will have in their computers, they'll have already gitten with names already, so when a husband gets burning mad, he's going to run right away to the sefer, give me a get. So if he has to wait 10 hours for the sefer to write the get, in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, he'll cool off. But if the sefer will have sample gitten in front of him, some emailer with names in it, so that's all you need. He's burning mad, and he has already, the sefer will perch up, what's your name, Reuven, your wife, Rachel? He goes and takes that, here, I have a get for you. So then there'll be a lot of agunis. That means there'll be a lot of gittin and
So therefore, according to Rameya, you should not write the names of the husband and wife. But that means the law from this Mishnah, if we have to scratch our heads to say reasons why you shouldn't write the names, we see there's no din of lishma. You see, that filo lachatchila, there's no din of lishma. That means the lachatchila could use a get that was written shaloi lishma, and only a sefer should not have such get in handy because kilkulim can come out. Yeah. There it says, they made a takone that should be able to write the toifis, mishim takone seife, the rabbelozari. So that's rabbi, according to rabbelozari, that the takone is to write the toifis. That means Taisa says Akash. I don't know exactly how the digvik should be pronounced. Maybe chismu, tnula. Taisa says if it's kosher, afilu lechatchila. So why did it say chosmai benosnei kosher? Chosmai the sonnei kosher should have said chismu tnula. That's what it should have said. And afilu lechatchila is good. I'm a rabbeinu tam. That means, then the Lashon would be very misleading. If you find a get in the garbage, that's a simim in Hashemayim, that's a piskim in Hashemayim, you should give your wife a get. That's a very misleading, someone think it's like the Baruch Shiyama that came in Hashemayim. That means, that's what you want to say, such a Lashon, that chismut nula. That's no omen, it's no simim in Hashemayim. If you want to give it, give it to hay. That's, he says, chos may nos the Lord kosher. Yeah. Vim taima, factoisvis, umayshno the boy la rameya, la chatchila xiva betolish. The man, the muki mas nisen, the mechuba kerameya. We have here a Mishnah that Ramea holds lechatchila, one is not permitted to write a get the mechuba. But yeah, but he wrote the mechuba, it's good. But lechatchila not allowed to. Here we're saying that a get shaloi lishma, you're allowed to write lechatchila. Now, both of them in a Torah, you don't need. It could be in a Torah mechuba, it could be shaloi lishma. Now, all of a sudden, we split it. When it comes to Mechubah, he says, don't write with Mechubah Lechatchila. But yeah, but no. But Lechatchila, don't write it yet with Mechubah. When it comes to Shloi Lishma, write it. So chilek. So why did the Rabbanon, and it's totally in one thing, that if the Kosav means Vechosam, so there's no din at all that Ksiva has to be Betolosh. There's no din at all that Ksiva has to be Lishma. And by Lishma, we remain like that. If it'll be the Rabbanon, and by Mechuba, we say, no, lechatchila should not be b'mechuba. Why me rabbeinu ta? L'gabi lishmo lechashini ma'isi get la'idim. She'ini kosov lishmo, she'yechtemu gam heim shaloi lishmo. That means, if the get was written shaloi lishmo, so this will in no way influence or mislead the eidim to chasme shaloi lishmo, because the get was written shaloi lishmo, that's why they'll chasme shaloi lishmo. The kivin the yadi the tzorich lishma lo yosi lamiti. That means Adam know that you have to chasma lishma. You don't need ksiva lishma. So the get that was picked out of the garbage will not in any way mislead the Adam that, oh, just like it came from someone else, I'll chasma also for someone else. Avo b'mechuba, ikosub lo b'mechuba, but if the get was written b'mechuba, Zimnin de mishtli vein is korm litlash vechosme, but if the get is mechuba b'shas ksive, someone can forget to cut it now. It's mechuba, and we're writing, the get was written. Then they'll go and chasma also the way it is. This will come out of forgetfulness. They'll forget to cut it. The minute you forget to cut it, it's a posel again. Zuck the Gemara weiter.
Ella loylam abalozai. Bechiloi boi rabalozo chsime eichadaleka eidem klal. Abalozo does not hold that we need chsime when there's no eidem. That means that you're 100% right. Rabalozo does not need eidem chsime. Afopi she'en olav eidem. Aba heichad de ike eidem boi. But if there are eidem, that means then the eidem have to chasma lishmo. That means if there's no eidem, it's wonderful. But if they're there, they have to chasma lishma. Amar Rabba Abba, moide Rabba Loza bemezuif mitoichai shehu posel. Rabba Loza is moide bemezuif mitoichai shehu posel. Now, let us see what this means. B'yesh hochi gosine. B'chile boi Rabba Loza chsime, eichid lak eidem klal. Klal, kilo, chsime, sadi alei klal. If there's no eidem gechasme, shapit. Shapit tvei, mehashte. The word mezuyef, let's not take it literally, but it seems there's a psul in the get. Now, Shitas Rashi, I do not wish to talk about at the present time. Maybe Be'ezer Hashem later in the Sugya of Akois will come back to this Rashi. Now let us see Taisvus. Moide Rabba Loza b'mezuyif mitoichai. Teima l'ri, ma'inyin sheloi lishmo l'mezuyif mitoichai. Now what is the taish? Moide Rabba Loza b'mezuyif mitoichai. Shechsumim boi, kroivim oi psulim. Mezuyif mitoichai means as follows. You have a shtar that was nimsar bifnei eidim mesire, and on the shtar are chosum psulim, two brothers. So there, Rabbi Loza holds it's a posel shtar. Why? We'll see soon. So the Gemara is saying, just like Rabbi Loza's moide, if you have two brothers gechasmit on that shtar, which was nimsa b'fnei eidim mesira, Rabbi Loza holds it's posel for whatever the reason is. Yisu adin, if you have two kosher eidim and gechasmit shloi lishma, it's also posel. So the Gemara was medame two kosher eidim shechosmu shloi lishma to two posel eidim. So Taisvis is asking, now Taisvis will elaborate in this inyan, what is the comparison? Two posel eidim, I know why it's posel, but two eidim that chasmit shloi lishma, I don't know why it's posel. Now Taisvis is going to explain this. Ma inyan shloi lishma lemezuyif mitoichim. Shechsumim boi kroivim oi psulim. The hosom bidin mifsol. If you have two posel eidim gechasmit an ashtar, it's posel mikradin. Mishum dilme osi lemismach alayu lahasiyo elohitzi momen alpiem afalpi shahadova emes. Ein lasis elo beedis kosha. Now Taisvis is saying a moiradike yesod. Now let's just say first the words of Taisvis. Then we'll try a little to elaborate on what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying like this. You have a, let's talk about a get. You have a get that was nimsa bifnei eidim mesir. Is this woman you get? 100%. She's a get, was nimsa bifnei eidim mesir. Now, on this get, were gechasmet two kroivim, Reuven and Shimon, their brothers, by relationship. Okay, the apostle eidim. Does this in any way hamper the get? No. No, it was skate maron that you have to aid them. Get was a get. To aid them a sirik house, it's a kosher get. No problem whatsoever. Fine. Now let's look a little what's going to happen. 10 years later, this woman wants to get married. She's allowed to get married. She was a get. We know she's allowed to get married. Now, she's gonna come, so she's gonna show so the lover's there, show me your get. So she shows the get. The get says, now she can't bring the Eidim Mesire, because the Mesire aren't here, but she shows the get, Reuven and Shimon are gechasmit on the get. So we'll learn later if you have Reuven and Shimon. That means that the get was given over, it's a kosher get. We'll permit you to get married. Fine. Is she permitted to get married? Be'emison, she's allowed to get married. She was geget 10 years ago. But is she permitted to get married? No. Because the Rav, who was matar to get married, relied,
because Reuben and Shimon are gechasmed on them. Are Reuben and Shimon reliable proof that we can rely? Can we marry her off through Reuben and Shimon? No. The apostle later. We don't know this. We're ignorant. But the ignorance is not all the time bliss. That means that if will be matar an isha to get married, even though, in parentheses, she's allowed to get married, because she was giget, b'fnei eidim mesiras. But if our knowledge of her marriage comes through eidim, which halachically we cannot rely on, so you're not allowed to do such a thing. Now, this is gonna, I just would like to say over a meiridik in Tshuvas Chavish Yoel. And with this Tshuvas Chavish Yoel, perhaps we can really appreciate what our Tais was saying. There's a Tshuvas Chavish Yoel that says as follows. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. And Levi saw this and Yehuda saw this. So both, they saw the halva. Reuven, now Shimon slaps Reuven to Bezin. You borrowed $100. Nah, I never borrowed a penny from you. He's a liar. So Shimon comes, calls to Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda, you were there, you saw the halva. Come say hey, this to me in Bezin. It's a big mitzvah. Now, Yehuda is apostolate. No one knows about it. Yehuda is a korev to Reuven. But they don't know there's an aunt. But he's a korev. He's a korev to Reuven. Case number one. So the Chavishoy Esakashev, no, should he go to Bezin? Bezin won't know about it. Bezin won't know anything about it. He has to tell them his yichis with his dos. He'll tell them, he knows, he saw Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. He knows Reuven's a liar. Let him come to Bezin, and they'll tell Bezin I was there, which is 100% true. Look, the Chavishoy Chas V'Shalom. You're not allowed to. Bezin is not allowed to paskin al pi eidim psul. It's true, Kate Minishton. Bezin is not, Bezin has guidelines out to paskin. That they're ignorant that you're apostle, that doesn't make it any better. You're an apostle, that's what the Chedush Erim says about, lo yumsu of a salbonim. There's a cloud. You're not allowed to kill or to be manish or to be mechayiv to a korin. You're apostle to say, hey, this, it's the truth, was cake me not. Sure, it's 100% true. But Bezin is not permitted to paskin through apostolates. The same scenario the Chavishah speaks about. But this time, the Chavishah says, Yehud is not a korev, he's a gazlan. He's choshed l'shaker. He's choshed l'shaker. If Bezin would know his police record, they wouldn't take him for a day. This person... But he knows the truth. I saw. He could say a lie, but he knows, he saw how Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. He was there together with Yehuda. Is he permitted, is he mechuyev to go to Bezin and tell Bezin, I saw how Reuven borrowed money from Shimon? Don't tell them, don't show them your police record, but tell them I saw. Definitely. Because the only reason Bezin can't rely on you is because Bezin can't trust you. But if you know yourself, you're telling the truth, and Bezin is ignorant, so it's gate meron. So be'emison, you're a kosherei, which Bezin, from your previous track record, would not trust you. But if you know you're telling the truth, so don't spill the beans to Bezin, and let Bezin go past. This is what Taisus is saying over here. Taisus is saying over here, but the first case we said, also, Bezin is not allowed to pass Kapiyed B'sulim. It doesn't matter if it's true or false. Bezin has guidelines how to pass him. La yum su avis habonim. It could be true. Moshe Varen also could tell you this. And we won't pass him up in Moshe Varen. Bezin can only be saying on certain people kosher ladies. So Tosfos says, you know why Mezuyev Mitoicha is possible? Mezuyev Mitoicha is possible because even though it's a kosher get, even though she's geget, but this woman 10 years later when she'll want to get married, her proof that she's geget is from the two Eidim Achsumim. And we halachically are not allowed to rely on this proof. Ava Pisha Dovor Emes, even though it's true she's geget. But we who only know from these eight that we can rely on Kaivim Sulim. We can rely. So that's why Mizuyev Mitoicha is possible. So Taisis is going to be right. So let's just maybe finish the Kasha. So Taisis is like this. Tosim Adim Ipsum Mishum Duma Silim Ismachilavayim. Because if they will rely on the Eidim Sumim, Lassiyo, Oy Lohi Tzimo Min Alpiyim, Afa Bisho Dover Emes and Lassus Alvei Discussion, Kedoma Beperik Abo Achim. Taisis brings a similar Gemara. Nimchei Gabi Eidim, Zimni Dachosva Bekisve, Masadi, Rachmona, Ma Mipiyim, Bulei Mipik Soma. So Taisis has a Gemara in Yevomis like this. The Gemara says in Yevomis, why weren't they Mesakin a Zman by a Shtar Kedushin? That means, when a woman gets married, we should write in the Shtar Kedushin the date of the marriage. What will we accomplish? We will accomplish. If she'll be Mizana later, so we'll be able to kill her. We'll know, the Gemara says like this, it won't work. You can write as a man on the Shtar Kedushin. So the husband will give it over to the wife. She'll be Mizana a week later. You know what she'll do with this man? She'll just take from some white out and erase it. Finish. Now prove it to me. I got married 2 weeks later. I mean, so leaving it by her, you won't find out anything. Leaving the Shtar Kedushin by her husband, no, we'll also have Achmanas on that. So also take the same wife out. So also on the campus, anything. So Mom says, let's leave the Shtar Kedushin by the Eidim. Oh, it's a lot of people. Let's leave it by the Eidim. And then later, if she'll be Mizana, we'll call the Eidim and fine. So the mother name was stuck with a problem. And they're called Eidim. So if we'll call the Eidim, we'll say Eidim. You remember when you were Eidim on the Kedushin of this woman? So if they have a good memory, they say, oh yeah, it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine. That's wonderful. They don't need the Shtar for that. But maybe they'll forget. They're going to look in the Shtar. I mean, they want Bezin, they got a summons from Bezin, they have to tell when this woman got married. They forgot it already. So look in the Shtar. Oh yeah, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They'll come to Bezin, they'll say Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, there's a big problem over here. There's a klal mipiyim v'lo mipiksom. If you say Eidus and Bezin, you have to say it for your own knowledge, not what you saw on the paper. You could bring the Shtar to Bezin, that you could do. But you should tell Bezin, I know that she was married to Shchodesh Nissen. And in parentheses, the only reason you know is because you looked into the Shtar, that's Apostle Eidus. So we see from the Gemara, such a yesod. That means even though it's true, but if there's halacha, Eidus has to be loy mipik sovom, so we cannot leave the shtar by the Eidim, because a kilkel will come out by leaving it by them. They'll be meyid mitoicha shtar, and that's apostle hagoda, even though it's emes.